Those Damn Ross Kids is a podcast for adults, and the opinions we express do not reflect the opinions of our employers or even ourselves. If you would like to support the show, go to duckfeed.tv/tipjar and check out our Patreon campaign. This magical technology that lets you span entire continents in order to kind of be the foundation of your business, you know, we don't want that to be on point all the time.
We know sometimes you just want to play Mortal Kombat with your friend in Vietnam.
Yep, there we go. People don't know that every single episode has a Cable Guy reference in it.
There's your sweet spot.
Mm.
Those Damn Ross Kids, a conversation between brothers, featuring Chris and Cole Ross.
How you holding up, buddy?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She got weird.
Is that from the movie?
No, we already got the one in.
Oh.
Yeah.
When did stuff get weird?
No, it's since the last time we spoke on the show, we didn't think this would happen.
What?
We didn't think the president would be him.
No, I just, you ever seen Groundhog Day? Every day of the rest of my life is going to be November 7th, 2016.
Yeah.
Yep. There was hope.
So yeah, a little bit. So that whole intersection between North Korea and Bill Brasky. Yep.
I ain't your brother, motherfucker.
What?
Nothing. I don't know. Just
what does that have to do with anything?
Seems like that should have been the campaign slogan.
Ugh.
Oh, race war.
Blah. Sorry to start that one.
Are you over it?
No, it comes in waves.
You kind of dipped off the map, at least from me. Did you not want to face me?
No, I know you didn't vote for him. That's not the concern. If I dipped off the map, it was because I wasn't really in a position to interact with many people.
Oh. Okay.
I mean, I'm functioning now, but just even still today, I was watching something online. I was like, it was like having a bucket of ice water thrown over me.
Yeah, I don't know. The stock market's doing okay. That's all that matters, right?
My portfolio is shit.
Yeah, I actually heard something as to a theory as to why Hillary lost.
Yeah,
really, why the Democrats lost?
Because they took. They took things for granted and got complacent?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think that at all. The theory that I heard that I was like, that makes a lot of sense, is that the people in the middle, like people, households that are making like $60,000 or $70,000 a year,
mm-hmm.
they don't want to hear about how they're going to take their money and give it to somebody else.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, so the people at the bottom... Like, oh, yeah, I want that rich man's money. You know, he has too much. They need to give it to me.
Mm-hmm.
Give me my food stamps.
Why do you have to use that accent?
Because it's a video. Have you seen these things?
No.
They're called entitlement videos on YouTube.
Mm.
Like where people are being videoed, or they video themselves like ranting about how they deserve and, you know, demand assistance from the government.
Mm.
Anyway, whether you like him or not, I mean, they're out there. And the guy says, you know, but so the people at the bottom, like, they're all about that, but there's not enough of them. And not enough of them vote. And when I say them, I'm talking about people at the bottom. I'm not talking about a gender or a race or.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm saying
people making the people below a certain amount, yeah.
Socioeconomically at the bottom, mm-hmm. no matter who that is.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's an Asian giant or, you know, Tupac's cousin. I have no fucking idea. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
Asian giant is my favorite kind of hot sauce.
I think it was my favorite Police Academy.
Oh no. But what you're saying is the majority of the people who are mobilized to vote just kind of voted based on a party platform as opposed to paying any attention to what the man himself was about.
Well, even more than that, that idea of mobilized to vote. Mm-hmm. We need to get out the vote.
Yeah, well, we should. It's too late now.
Don't poop. Vote.
We're saying don't poop. You don't get to poop until you vote.
Don't poop. Or don't boo. Mm-hmm. Vote. That's what Obama kept saying all the time.
Right, right. Yeah.
So, that's the thing about it is Obama's been doing a lot of what I just did for the last 20 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
A lot in the past couple of weeks.
Yeah.
I
can't undermine the process by saying what I think.
And then he goes, oh, fuck me.
He just pulls out a handkerchief and dabs his forehead.
But that's the laugh, man. Jesus Christ.
Here it comes. Oh, no. Oh. Another wave. Another cold, wet wave.
Hey, remember when school lunches were our biggest concern?
Yeah. No, it's it's not.
But
it's
no,
not great.
Mobilize the vote. Mobilize the vote. Why should you go pounding on doors saying, oh, yeah, hey, go vote? I don't understand that whole mobilize. We need to get out the vote. Well, shouldn't people want what you're selling and then go vote?
Right, right. Yeah.
Not be told, oh, yeah, you want this. And, I don't know. I don't like the idea of it.
Yeah. Well, I'm not even saying so people who are mobilizing others to vote. I just mean like people who themselves are motivated to go vote. That's what I mean. I'm not talking about any kind of activism or pounding on people's doors. That has a place. I mean, I'm happy that my office window is right over top of our front door, because whenever the door rings, I can look down and see if the person is holding a clipboard and then pretend not to be here.
Oh,
yeah. So that served me well living in a battleground state. Yep. So yeah.
Nobody stopped here.
No.
Nope. Of course, we were one of the 85 other counties who went red.
Yeah, I can't imagine Crawford being any kind of. I don't think anybody's going to use resources in Crawford.
Franklin, Cuyahoga, and Hamilton, I think, were the only ones that went Democrat.
Yeah, yeah.
I wonder why.
Because they're densely populated urban areas.
Mm, legitimate college towns.
Oh, true.
Whoops. Yeah.
man, I don't
you
know.
You read the books.
Book learning. God damn it, USPS. I'm
book
sorry.
Club.
Book club. We've got a book club going on. No, you did not. Okay, USPS, you did not try to deliver that package. You didn't. It didn't happen. There was no doorbell rung. I went down there two times, Chris, to see if the thing that I ordered was here. Nope. I get a little message saying, "Hey, we attempted delivery. Now it is stuck in limbo."
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be the new thing. If you want welfare, you gotta work for the post office. They just come in screaming at your window.
Maybe I should have answered the door for those people. Otherwise, I would have my Pokemon game now.
Your cable's due on the 17th.
I don't have cable.
I don't have cable.
What are you talking about?
Even the singing messengers USPS sends are wrong.
Hey Chris, what show is this?
This is an episode of a podcast that sometimes is geared toward comedy. In the old world that we lived in, it was a comedy podcast.
Yes, in the olden days. It'd be weird, given that this is the weirdly news show for us not to talk about it. In the olden days, in the before times, this was about comedy.
I anticipate for the next maybe year or so, it will be an autopsy of democracy.
Yep. Buckle up.
Buckle up.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, you know.
Yeah. Go ahead.
My name is Chris.
Yeah. My name is Cole. Yeah. We're here to entertain your asses. We didn't say the name of the show. It's Those Damn Ross Kids.
Oh, yeah. People know that. They downloaded it.
I suppose.
They didn't just trip over this.
No. What if somebody's driving by a car that has a window open and we're talking to them now? Hey, watch where you're going, buddy. Lack of collisions doesn't grow on trees.
Was that a doorbell?
No, that was my phone.
Oh, I thought that was maybe USPS.
Nope.
Giving it a shot for real this time.
Yep. Oh, I don't think they commit to sending out that message either, unless they actually tried to deliver it or unless they don't have their shit together.
So much dark news. I'm looking for something happy.
It's been hard, hasn't it?
Maybe in science, because, you know,
we can always take refuge in science.
It's in his death throes, you know.
The worst that science can do is make us feel puny and irrelevant. Yeah. You got a science story for me?
No, I'm looking for something.
Oh.
I'm looking for something. A discarded water bottle helps solve a rape.
Jesus.
An episode of Bones comes to life. I don't know. This girl could face charges for using toddler knife at lunch.
I'm sorry, what is a toddler knife?
Yeah, a toddler knife. It's like a butter knife, only without any kind of serration.
Oh, okay, I gotcha. It is a knife meant for toddlers.
No, here's one. This is a fun one. See, this is the kind of mischief that we normally like to do.
Okay.
Back in the day when the grass was still green and the pond was still wet.
Yeah.
The sound of the swami swangs rang out in space.
Can I just have you do the whole Lorax for me off the top of your dome?
At the far end of town where the crickle grass grows and the wind smells slow and sour when it blows and no birds ever sing excepting old crows is the town of the lifted Lorax. Is that how it goes?
I don't know. I don't have it up. I'm not grading you. I just want to hear a story.
Oh, my bad. I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
Something like that.
What's the usual mischief that we get up
to? And the brown barbaloots frisking around in their barbaloot suits?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Keep going, man.
No, I'm good.
Okay.
I learned that in sixth grade at outdoor camp.
Yeah?
Yeah, I thought it was amazing that the girl could do it, so I did it. I was like, I bet you ain't shit.
Look what I can do. I just Seuss dunked you.
Yeah, wow, you're 15. Imagine what... She seems so much older. She took me in the French fashion.
What?
I don't know what that means. I heard it on TV.
Neither do I. That sounds awful.
Did you hear what I said?
She took me in the French fashion?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so here's a story. A Massachusetts man who tried to use Cheetos to burn his ex-girlfriend's house down.
Oh, no. Like, as a starter? Like, is this some OG Survivor Man shit?
Yeah, the victim, no, MacGyver.
Okay.
Yeah, the victim and her friend called police to report that the dude attempting to set fire to the house in five different places, including placing a propane tank against it. Officers found the suspect with two lighters and an empty package of Cheetos.
Okay.
He had been stalking her. He cut her brake lines on her car, which turned out just to be wires.
Hey, dipshit, my blinker's out. Come on.
Yeah. And this links to a Life Hacker article that tells you about how to survive the zombie apocalypse by using chips and other snack food as kindling.
Yeah, I'm seeing that too. Actually, I'm watching a YouTube video of somebody lighting flaming hot Cheetos on fire. He built a little bonfire, and it is smoldering and guttering right now. I think it's about ready to get through the powder and get to the grease at the center. I didn't
think about the grease.
I mean, yeah, the grease and the cheese on it. The reason I made that Survivor Man quip was because that was one of the first places I learned this. You can use Frito as a fire starter, actually. like as makeshift kindling.
You can carry fire with you in a scoop.
Yep. Well, only if they are these scoops, though.
Yeah.
I'm also watching Doritos. I mean, I guess it makes sense. These are incredibly calorie-rich foods.
Completely synthetic.
Yeah. Huh. Whoa. These Doritos are that is a raging inferno.
Like, hold on a minute. You said something to me.
Okay.
You said these are calorie-rich foods.
Calorie dense. Yeah.
So would that mean that if you could eat wood, it would be calorie dense?
No, I guess what I mean is there's a lot of energy inside.
You alluded to a correlation between the amount of calories and how well something burns.
I guess what I mean is there's a lot of energy stored up in these things. So therefore, yeah.
I don't think there's science behind that.
Good God. Wow, this is like, that's an inferno.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. Sorry, I realize I'm commenting on a thing people can't see. Just do like... Mm-hmm. Let me see Fritos now.
Crisco Inferno.
High five. start a fire quickly using Fritos.
Title.
What?
I said title.
Oh, of course. The only one that I had before was Seuss Dunk. Huh. Wow, and this Frito is burning twice as fast as a similarly sized Lay's or Ruffles or something like that. What's happening? I'm sorry.
A lot.
Wasa versus Frito. What's Wasa? Looks like some kind of cracker. Some kind of grainy cracker.
Wasa. Wasa Fossa Flame?
Wasamata you. There we go. Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. Huh. So this guy, was there evidence that he was using the Cheetos as some kind of fire accelerant? Or was he just getting his munch on?
Well, he circled the house in Cheetos and then, you know, drew a path up behind his car so that he could light it.
Was he trying to summon a snack demon? I mean, like that is equally plausible. If he laid down a circle of Doritos, like was he placing some kind of summon sigil,
like a flaming Cheeto swastika?
Bringing over an elemental from the plane of flavor.
I don't know. Everyone has their own shrine.
Yep. Let me see here. Huh? Snack fire. That is not.
Some people just do it right. They shrine and dine.
I don't get it.
You can eat your shrine.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. Snack fire is not a useful. It is not a useful search. In fact, black fire snake. And then black snake moan. That's weird.
What about snatch fire?
Oh God, no. Well, you report back on that one for me.
There's a Bible verse.
Whew, something about snatching fire from the heavens or something like that.
Yeah, probably snatch fire. That makes sense. Nope, just snatch.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, snatch fire doesn't really. There's fire snatch, which we all know what that is.
Oh, of course. I think they teach you that in Cub Scouts.
Probably.
Yeah. So guy was caught. I've got another one for you. So in my search to find some kind of levity, I had to look outside the U.S. But there's a man in Johannesburg, South Africa. This was reported in the South African Medical Journal. A 28-year-old man who walked into a hospital with severe pain into a hospital in Limpopo, which is near Johannesburg, I suppose. The quote here, his penis was severely swollen and blue and constricted with a wedding ring at the middle section. The patient reported that he had applied the ring 4 hours previously for erotic reasons on the recommendation of friends.
I think you need to reevaluate friends.
Yep. You need to do a little bit of a purge there. I think you need to.
Yeah, man, it's like totally crazy.
Like join a bowling league, I think. Don't trust people when they say put your dick in the hole
or quit that bowling league.
Yes, okay, no matter what, your bowling league situation is not on point right now.
You need to, okay, if you go to the emergency room with a wedding ring on, stuck on your cock, you need to evaluate your bowling league.
Yep. Stop everything. Like, before the doctor sedates you, what you need to do, just, like, clear out your address book. And also, make sure that the shirt that you're wearing is not of the colors and does not bear the symbol of a traitorous group of liars who tricked you into strangling your penis. And not the usual way.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. So what was the resolution?
Well, it was a whole process and procedure, because initially they tried the string method, which I've not been able to find, how you would use a string to get this off. Then they tried using an orthopedic oscillating saw, which I guess is like a bone saw, but the ring was too strong. And they were, there was such limited space because of the topical swelling around this dying, just completely oxygen deprived penis. And so this is not for the faint of heart. The method that they actually were able to use to get this wedding cock ring off was called the aspiration method. Yep. Multiple puncture aspirations were applied with a 20 milliliter syringe and a pink needle. I do not know why the needle's color is important. Incidentally, pink needle was also the name of the of that guy's penis. The edema subsided and the ring was successfully removed. So that blood's got to get out by hook or by crook, or in this case, by needle.
So, that's a real shame. There's got to be it's got to be deeper than the bowling league. There's a series of decisions you've made. That land you in that situation.
Okay, four hours, right? It's good that he waited the proper amount of time. Every single one of those PSAs that you see about boner pills say, hey, 4 hours is when the red flag should go up.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So he put it on and then took a Viagra?
No, I don't know if Viagra was in play. I was just making that joke about 4 hours being the magic number.
What do you do? You call the hospital? I think I got a problem with my dick.
4 hours is how long. 4 hours is how long your dinger can hold its breath.
How long have you been experiencing this problem? 3 hours and 12 minutes.
It's kind of like a missing persons thing. You don't even bother going to the police before 24 hours. You're just going to piss them off.
Sir, the phone line's ringing off the hook. There are guys with real 4 hour problems calling.
I recommend you get down here right away because you're going to have to wait for 4 hours to get in.
Right. So basically dudes should just do stupid shit to their dick in line at the hospital.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're planning to just completely wreck your junk, might I recommend just going down to the cafeteria, go take a number, wreck your junk, and then by the time you're done eating your shitty salad, you're A-OK.
Yeah, what are you gonna do?
The SAMJ, the medical journal, said penile strangulation is a rarely described medical emergency, but occasionally occurs on a worldwide basis. So that's just good, clean fun, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, Cole, what's the easiest thing to do if you want to make an institution more inclusive?
Put up posters.
Lower the standard.
I just changed the definition.
What?
Just change the definition.
You just lower the standard.
Yeah.
Yeah. We can take more people. As long as the criteria is less stringent.
Okay, so let me brace here because you're going to depress me again. We're wandering into Bummer Town. What do we got?
Police departments around the nation, in an effort to try to get more women and minorities to be police officers, have decided that they're going to accept recruits who are using drugs and have maybe a little bit of a criminal record, as well as lowering the credit history review standards.
Huh.
Yep.
that doesn't...
So smoke a little ganja and having bad credit, they decided that disqualifies minority candidates. So we're just going to go ahead and lower that bar because, you know, the field of criminal justice and law enforcement isn't in the news enough.
Right.
Yeah.
Huh.
In Baltimore, Police Commissioner Kevin Davis is looking to change applicant rules regarding marijuana use, which is the number one disqualifier for police applicants.
Okay. My gut tells me that that shouldn't be an issue just because if it's not an issue for literally any other profession besides professional marijuana abstainer, that it shouldn't be an issue for that.
I'm just saying. The last thing I said is less important.
All right.
Than the bigger issue is that we're going to question these people's judgment at every turn.
Right.
And then say, you know what? Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, fuck it. Come in.
You know, things aren't going good enough. Let's lower the bar. I don't think that's a good idea. I mean, I think that's an admirable goal is to be more inclusive.
Yeah, any of my comments would come from a position of ignorance, which has never stopped me before. But those two things in particular don't seem like they would. It feels like they would be more broadly disqualifying regardless of either race or gender.
I don't know. That's the problem that they decided they're going to solve. And that's the way that they're going to solve it. See, that's the thing. That's a lot of this. A lot of this is it's the problem you decide to solve.
Right.
You know, it might not necessarily be the problem.
Yeah.
But it's the problem you've decided to solve.
Yeah. It's weird. It's kind of a shame that like credit scores are the only real way that we have to like base this stuff because, you know, I don't want somebody who's really bad with money or has a lot of debt or owes a lot of money to be in a situation where corruption is a definite possibility, you know, regardless of anything. But like that metric is so fraught with a lot of people. It's like, And I don't want somebody having the screws put to them just because they owe on their Datsun.
Student loans, man.
Fuck student loans. I still got them. Hey, I'm down to 50% of my student loans. 50% principal paid off.
You can sell. I sold Blow, paid mine off.
Yep. They called you old Flurry Ross. Flurry because of the cocaine resembling a very fine snow. Also, you had just vast misconceptions about the way cocaine was ingested. You just kind of blew it around as opposed to do you inhale cocaine? Is that one that you inhale or is that a patch?
Cocaine?
Yeah. Is there like, do you just get a patch for cocaine?
I mean, if you know where I can get a cocaine patch.
No, you just take that patch and you put it on the roof of your mouth.
I suppose you could, I don't know, dump some cocaine on some tissue paper and, you know, wet it and put it on your arm if you wanted.
No, I'm just saying.
To me, that's a waste of good cocaine.
No, you just
that's not how I would do it.
You just take the patch. It's shaped like SpongeBob because that's fun, and then you just put it on the roof of your mouth, and then you just go right to sleep, like cocaine makes you do.
Put it in a straw and blow it up my ass.
Huh.
Said no one ever.
Oh, I mean, that was a thing Stevie Nicks did, right? She was all about having the cocaine blown up her ass.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was a.
I thought that was Gertrude Stein.
I think they did it together.
Hmm.
Yeah. Weird parties. weird parties
Anna,
for Fleetwood.
Anna Howard Shaw.
What?
I don't know. Anna Howard Shaw.
Did she write my Antonia?
I don't know. Anna Howard Shaw. What did she do?
She was a leader of the women's suffrage movement.
Oh, that must be why I don't remember her.
Yeah, Susan B. Anthony usually takes all of the...
Yeah, she's the one that didn't get to vote.
What?
She died in 1919.
Yeah. She died for the cause. Let's see here, just since we're in criminal... What
cause of her death was a heart attack, but
okay. Let's
or in 1919 terms, that beady thing where Jesus lives.
Let's keep this in the criminal justice sphere here.
I thought we were in science zone. My bad.
No, no, it's a we're not in the science zone. I lost that sound effect. Okay.
Okay.
Yep. But here is something that you may not know is illegal, and I would actually caution people to not do this. Don't slap a police horse. Don't just like walk up right to that majestic creature that has one of our boys in blue on the back of it. This is up in Canada, so I guess it's boys in Barry. But no, don't approach these horses and then smack them right in the face, because that is super against the law. In fact, it is. Go ahead.
You can't smack horses in the head.
You can't smack police horses in the head.
Oh.
Yes.
Makes more sense.
This is up in Canada. It's in Ottawa around Edmonton. This is a criminal.
Mounties.
No, they're not even Mounties. They're just like regular ass. They're police who are mounted, but they are not Royal Canadian Mounted Police, based on what I'm seeing. I think that if you punched a Mountie's horse, like, he is obligated by law to like to kill you and then field dress your corpse.
Oh.
Yeah, I think that he has to haul you out and hang you up to make jerky.
I told you about my dream last night.
where a Mountie cut you open like he was Han Solo. Yep. No, this is called Quanto's Law, named after a police dog who was stabbed to death by a suspect in 2013. There are three women who, it wasn't even like a demonstration or an event, they were just drunk around their college, and like, this is separate incidents, they ran up to a police horse, smacked it on the side of the head, tried to run away and tripped, and then got caught. Don't fucking punch a horse. You're not Mongo from Blazing Saddles.
I never saw Blazing Saddles.
What?
Mm-hmm. That reference is lost on me.
Oh, it's so good.
Is it?
It really is.
I saw Urban Cowboy.
Different thing. I mean, this does have a sheriff who happens to be black, but it's a different thing than that. It is a very funny comedy.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So okay.
Just don't punch a police horse, for God's sake.
I guess I would have thought it was more like a Jim Croce song.
I'm happy you put the chi on the end of that, because otherwise,
what's his name?
No. Just if you, for some reason, I thought you were about to say a Jim Crow something. I was like, Chris. No. I was jumping in front of you in slow motion. I don't know. You're a loose cannon, man.
No, man. I censored myself. I was going to say that's the Canadian equivalent, but.
Hey, Chris, you got a story?
Nope. I want to talk about that for a while.
No, I'd rather you didn't.
No, why not? You're going to bleep it anyway.
Yeah. So I don't want to have to do more of that. Otherwise,
nope,
this episode's going to take.
Nobody knows what I said.
Right.
Except
otherwise,
you.
It'll take 7 hours for me to edit this thing.
Yeah. I mean, see, what people don't know is you bleep me saying that, and then you bleep the 10 minutes of you repeating it and talking about why you believe in it.
Yep. Hey, I'm protecting both of us, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So, Chris, you got a story?
Racist?
What?
I'm in blackface. How can I be racist? Oh, what do you want to know? What do you want to know? You want to know about things that China blocks on the internet?
I do, because that is also a story that I have, and I think we can tag team it.
Okay. And we're talking about them blocking anything that could be confused as a derogatory nickname for Kim Jong-un.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So in China, if you want to dig up some info on your favorite great leader, you're not going to want to Google Fatty Kim the Third or whatever Google is in China. I assume it's not that.
That's the Google.
Yeah, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
Not going to work there. you gotta search by his real name. You can't search by Kim Fat.
Yep. Well, no, you can. That still brings up results. the AP
tested
it. Oh, wait,
yeah, okay, all right, all right.
Yeah, so you have to say Kim Jong-un. And these are obviously the English terms, but just so for anybody who's listening, you cannot say Jim Sompang, which, again, is Fatty Kim the Third, I believe. Yeah, because...
Fatty Kim's badonk.
Yeah, the blimp that rains down terror. Yeah, so you can't do that. God, this guy dresses like shit. He dresses like Steven Seagal. You notice that?
Does he? No. See, I'm looking at a picture of him. He looks confused.
He generally does. He kind of looks. He looks very. Oh, you know what? Kathy Geis.
Do you know why? I think it. Maybe he's just confusing to me because his hair looks like the wind's blowing in every direction.
So the only way that it has to go is up.
It's going, yeah, but it's going back, it's going right, it's going left.
But no, he has, what is it, like a high top fade as well.
I don't know what's going on, and I'm looking at a picture from May of 2016.
Yeah, I'm looking at the Getty Images link on this, and there's a good 3 inches of clearance between the top of his ears and what would be called like a sideburn.
I don't know. What are you going to call that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But no, you're right. Like the wind is blowing from every direction, so it is pointing straight up. But
the foreign ministry of China says that China has a, quote, rational, cultured, and healthy environment for public opinion.
Because we enforce it.
Yeah.
God. Yeah, no. Yep. So this was like... So people in China are very dismissive of Kim Jong-un, as you ought to be, because he is a dictator who looks a little bit like the Korean male version of Kathy Geis from 30 Rock.
This is an interesting one about him. Combining a toxic cocktail of binge eating and drinking with rampant insomnia and paranoia.
Wait a minute. Was that about me?
This is about you.
Yeah, is that about me?
Cole has made combining a toxic cocktail of binge eating and drinking with rampant insomnia and paranoia look easy. Thanks, Patreon.
Thanks. I did a little wave of thanks, but I realized nobody could see that. Or maybe they can.
Who knows? Or does everyone see it, Cole?
Yep. No, that's what I meant. Whew. Yeah, but China does not have a very high opinion of him, and so he basically went and tattled, saying to the Chinese military, I will missile you if you do not stop your citizens from googling mean things about me.
That's what it needs to be, Cole.
Yeah,
you need to do a Patreon level where you go full blown Kim Pepper Pet. You dress it up. You get the haircut and everything, and you do a 1 hour video rant.
The hair will grow back. That is not a problem. I thought you were signing me up for more of a commitment than that.
No, there's just a 1 hour.
Living high like a dictator on that $7,500 gross net, mm-hmm. much less than that. Yeah.
Yeah, you can get a couple strippers, you paint gold, and then make them stand behind you.
That's how that one James Bond girl died.
Hmm.
This has been Those Damn Ross Kids.
Chris, you want me to tell them what they can do?
Please do.
Yeah. Go and check out patreon.com/duckfeedtv. Feed into my paranoia and binge drinking and never sleeping. That has been very eventful recently. We passed a couple of goals in the past, like, let's say, month and a half. Days of Future Cast has started up. That is Gary Butterfield and Jeremy Greer, who you would recognize from other shows, talking about the X-Men cartoon. The Radio Free Midworld that is happening. In fact, those come out the Tuesdays opposite this show. It is a book club about the Dark Tower books by Stephen King, and then our show about REM is going to be starting up after the first of the month.
Very good.
Yeah, thank you everybody for helping.
Sounds like you're doing well.
Yep. And also thank you for donating to Duckstream. We took in just under $12,000, which is amazing, more than we ever would have dreamed of asking for. And
Did you say donating to Duckstream?
Duckstream is the name of the event
do. They donated to Transactive.
Yes.
Duckstream. You made it sound like they donated to a sister company of your drinking fund.
no, I was imprecise. Donating just shy of $12,000 to Transactive through our Duckstream event. There we go.
Do they know that money only does fuel your drinking?
King, it's fine. Everything's fine. But yeah, thank you everybody for doing that, and for leaving ratings and reviews. We got a very nice one here recently. Like us on Facebook. The website's going to be changing again, but hopefully for the better as we get this set up. I'm trying to think. Did I miss anything, Chris?
Figure out how to cut that out, America.
Sorry, America. I'm going to let you figure out what I tried to cut out. All right.